Hey, what's up, St. Louis? Comedian Javon Bibbs here. Hey, look, yesterday I just tried to make a shrimp St. Paul from scratch. It didn't work out. My bread was falling apart. 5 pieces of shrimp just fell right up out my sandwich. I didn't know if you were supposed to boil the egg, ball the eggs up, scramble them. I ain't never made no shrimp St. That was just God telling me, you know what? You got to go back home. So I will be back home Friday night, September 1st at the all-new Laugh Lounge Comedy Club with my comedy show, Class Clowns. Right now, we have advanced tickets available. The tickets are 2 for $35, or you can get 1 ticket for $20, or you can just pay $25 at the door. Either way, we want to see you there. And if you want to reserve tables or the tickets, make sure you call 314-578-5115. And remember, you are now rocking with the best, Class Clowns. See y'all soon, St. Louis. I'm Javon Bibbs. Peace out. Hey, what's up, St. Louis? Comedian Javon Bibbs here.
Yes, Javon Bibbs will be here, but of course, you know he's always late. So this is actually a regular show. he's supposed to be the guest tonight.
I'm exactly where we are.
Yeah. He's supposed to be the guest tonight. Of course, he's late though. You know, but he's hustling out his Class Clowns comedy show that will be this Friday at the Laugh Factory. You'll hear the promo before all this. Got my man Johnny back in the studio with us, man. You know, Johnny, what's up, my man?
Glad to be back, man. Thanks for having
me. We're going to have a section for you, stories of a 19-year-old married man. You're not 19 now. No. People don't know. People might be like, damn, that nigga 19? Like, no, he's not 19. Teddy, what's been up, man?
Hey, man. Same old, bro.
Just living. You got the ponytail popping, though, man. Coming up soon, man. You sure you want to do this?
Just letting it grow, man. So fuck it.
No, but I'm saying like you may not go out the country. Like it's you got a lot of different.
What you mean?
Like you have a lot of liabilities with Trump. Like the good not this country though. You can't lose no IDs. You better like lock it up in like a locker when you go out the country.
I've been out the country a couple times.
Not with this ponytail you trying to grow.
Yeah. You might put it up in a bun.
Yeah, man.
No, you walked out of the country with a bun.
Yeah.
When?
When we went to
Hawaii. No, I'm talking about the full bun you trying to really do, though. I'm talking about the full extended bun.
Oh, I mean, it ain't really.
You got more drape now, though.
Yeah, I'm just letting it grow. I'm just letting it do its thing, man. I ain't really trying to, you know, this is like my fuck the man, you know, fuck you to the man. I just tired of conforming, man. You know, now that this is my millennial blood.
Okay. I think that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, you're subconsciously, man. You just kind of like, I just gotta be told what I gotta do, man.
DJ Reminisce, what's been going on, my man?
Man, working.
Working hard. Everybody been commenting about the Treats joint, man. They was like, dang, the Reminisce is getting, because people, like, we have 4 people email, like, dang, Reminisce is going to give out all these mix CDs.
Everybody get in while you can, they only last for probably a couple of weeks.
They're gone. Yeah. So get those Treats if you want to go to our Facebook fan page. You can download, like, what, 10? You put 10
it's
on there.
It's 10 of them. 1 through 10. It's a time limit, so.
You better grab them now. Definitely grab them now. But there is a small question Raven had that she wanted to add to the show. She said that guys with pretty hair have a worse life expectancy and also age worse.
What in the entire fuck
this is
did
during
that
the
come
Game
from?
Of Thrones podcast. She brought this up before we even started. I got there early, and she was like, I was like, who do we even ask about that? She named one person we all know. I'll name off air. And I was like, dang, they do look fucked up. And I was like, what about Teddy, though? And he's like, Teddy's different. I was like, and then shout out to Matt Whitener from the snare. He's like, that is, so we came in, he came in, and he was like, we had the same thing. Like, why don't we just ask Teddy? And he was like, he don't count. But then we was like, but what about Teddy's dad? He looks good. And that's the same lineage. So
I don't understand.
They were saying people with pretty hair, like, they don't age well, like, in their face, and they die earlier.
Damn. How
can they, can we, are they...
This is Raven, man.
Where are these?
Raven's in Hawaii. I will call her, but she's in Hawaii.
Where are these statistics? Like, where are we pulling it?
Actually, it's not even Raven's. Her sister Summer came up with this, and she related to me and asked me.
But what is the basis? Like, you can't just make a claim.
I don't even know. I have no basis with this. I'm just relaying what was said to me. And then we start going through all the pretty names. Like, well, Christopher Williams looks messed up. And then they start listening to all these pretty boy cats from like the 90s. They, you know, they look cracked. Like Eldebar.
So are they? Do they have to be black? Is that the criteria? Black, yeah, black. Okay, because I was like,
but I mean, because they started because I was like, Teddy is gonna be the future of how we all gonna look. You know, I was like, Teddy is like literally like when they put through the composite of like how like we all gonna look in like 60 years, it's gonna be Teddy.
Yo, now that you ran through them, the list of names, I'm kind of agreeing with you.
No, like, no, fucked up though. Like, when she said this, I started thinking about it. She was naming some other names, so I'm like, damn.
The dude from the Five Heartbeats, he had that was a process. That was a thing. Oh, Eddie Kane looking like Oh, Eddie Kane for real now.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn. Sorry, Teddy.
I'm trying to think of the black people that's considered.
No, this is only black. This is only black people with curly hair.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like,
then we brought up Eric Benet. This is the caveat to it.
Yeah.
Eric Benet got taken out because he had dreads and he dried up his juices with the dreads. So he lost.
That's trash. That luster. That's trash. Y'all
lost that luster.
Y'all trying to.
It was all gone because he had
trying,
dreaded
y'all
hair,
trying
so
to trump the situation,
bro. So he had. Y'all he, trying he to trump the same, situation. Though. He basically lost his whole.
You trying
juices.
To trump the situation?
He lost his Samsonness. He went the opposite way.
I don't know. Like I'm trying to think of other dudes that have quote unquote pretty hair. Like that don't. I don't know what. They, I don't know.
What about RK? We talking about RK? That's the person that. St. Louis. Come on, man.
Hey, time. Number one, we haven't seen this man yet.
This is going to go on his Facebook page.
You see what?
Go on his Facebook page.
Do he look completely different?
Yeah.
What you mean? Like, is he fucked up?
Old. Let's just look old. Old as
niggas
shit.
Niggas get old, though.
Right, that's fine. But he expedited, though.
How? Yeah. No, time.
We did this.
Because
I didn't believe it at first either, though.
No, because the other thing you have to keep in mind is stress is a motherfucker.
Or if you did cocaine or something, that was the part to do with the Elder Barge.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you got cocaine. Mm-hmm. I don't even think, is Elder Barge just like all the way black?
Man, all the boys look.
They're Spanish.
They're not Spanish. Their mom is black, their dad is white.
So why is it that you can do black and white, but you can't do black and another, like Miguel or some shit?
Miguel cut his hair, didn't he?
No, that nigga has dreads.
Lost the juices.
See, it's braids. It's not dreaded yet. It's braids.
He's trying to lose the juices.
Because now that expands the field. If we're just talking about mixed people,
we're talking about mixed people too, though. Because the idea is that white cracks, black don't crack, though. The reason you can get away from it is because you not mixed. The whole idea that black don't crack,
right.
White looks older. So they're saying that if you got that hair though, you'll play.
Really light skinned motherfuckers then?
If they don't have the juices though, they didn't get they got more Negro than they did Caucasian.
I can't believe this came into a real conversation.
Our conversation.
I'm totally.
Dude, she start bringing up people that she knew and everything, showed them from college into who they were. And I'm like, damn.
Okay, so going back to RK, first example, that's stress. Stress is a motherfucker. We know the situation.
Okay, yes.
That's completely understandable.
Random motherfucker out of town.
Exactly. So that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think about, I'm trying to think of other people that.
This is only in men, too. She didn't apply this to women.
All right, so what about Prince? Did Prince have pretty hair?
He's processed.
He had surgery, too.
And he got money.
He got money for it. You know what I'm saying?
He got money to blow the bill.
Rick Fox.
He looking a little older, though.
Nigga, he's 40, almost 50, nigga. Like, yes, that's going to happen.
He dipped in, what was his ex-wife's name?
Vanessa Williams. You get it. It's like the
But she's the same thing.
That's the family youth right there.
Exactly. But she also black and
white.
We
talking about men.
No. When you say men, she said.
You have sex with Vanessa Williams. I bet you look like a brand new man. You put your clock right back. Think I'm here.
10 years. 10 years back. This goes 10 years back.
That's another one. Vanessa Williams. That's another good one. Rick Fox. That's another good one.
No, Rick Fox is good. But he's got super gray hair, though.
Dude, what are we classifying?
Plus, he got that money to keep looking.
Just because it's gray does not mean it's.
No, it's super gray. It ain't just.
It don't matter. It's, if it's silver, then he's still fucking bitches with silver hair.
Oh, no, I didn't say. Look, you doing other classifications.
No,
I
ain't saying you ain't because no you're bitches. Trying to declassify it. You're like, oh, okay.
I'm not declassifying. It's not my theorem.
No, yeah, so how are you declassifying it?
Because she just really convinced me, man. She a lawyer, man. She convinced me, man. She convinced me in the moment.
You can't be like, oh, but he has gray hair. Niggas are not going to stay looking 19. If he's 50, he's supposed to have gray hair.
I look 19 still.
Okay. We'll see when you're 50.
I look 19, too.
See? But it's about 19, so we back to 19-year-old married people.
Damn. Yeah,
that's true. Because he's actually stunted his growth.
Yeah, I'm going backwards.
And then he's going backwards.
He Benjamin Button in that.
Benjamin Button sitting right now. Going backwards.
So, yeah, Vanessa Williams, Rick Fox. Who else we missing?
Women don't count. Them rappers be looking old too. Chris from Chris Cross, the Mac Daddy from Chris Cross look old as all get up.
But we do death drug
but
use.
But no. Mac Daddy didn't use no drugs.
Who's the one
No, drugs? Daddy Mac. You thinking Daddy Mac?
Yeah,
right?
I think Daddy Mac. Yeah.
Daddy Mac didn't use no drugs. Mm-hmm. Mac Daddy died from drugs, so that makes sense.
Okay.
But he also had alopecia though too. So
that don't make you mean you die.
Yeah, No. I'm saying he didn't have any hair to be able to really identify his hair.
He had nice great hair though, from what I could.
But you was touching his hair or something?
I'm like,
easy.
I might have went to a concert or two.
Well, Genuine was just here, right?
Hey, he looked old as all.
There you go. That was the other one she brought. Was Genuine.
You cannot bring
but
him
how,
up.
I mean,
Genuine looks 62 right now.
Does he really look 62?
Yes.
Yes, he do.
Oh, we got to pull the button.
Dude, Genuine looks old as shit.
He do look old.
Like, hella old.
Hella old, dog.
Yes.
And he like mid-40s.
Like 42. Oh, here we
What's
go.
Up,
here oh. we go. This my nigga.
What's up, man?
What up, man? Oh, shit. What up, baby?
What up, baby?
We got a beer, cold beer, man, for you, man. All right, so with Javon jumping on this, man.
What happened?
Raven. So Raven said when we was doing our Game of Thrones podcast, she go that dudes with pretty hair don't age well. Like they peak early. They peak early. She's like they peak early. They don't look as good after certain age. Teddy wasn't. Teddy was outside the box. But she
you had to be light skinned and pretty hair.
But like we said, they said Genuine not looking good. Christopher Williams.
She had a good point though. Like for real.
Vanessa Williams.
But Rick Fox, it was
you
only
You can't
men,
do that. You can't, you can't just take other motherfuckers out.
We talking about RL. You know, not RL, the rapper.
The singer.
No, RK. RK that we know. From St. Louis.
Oh, you stupid.
She brought that up. Raven brought that up. Not me.
Hey
Raven Rowan. She said Christopher Williams. She said El DeBarge. All of the barges.
Damn.
Like, she was like, you peak early. She was saying you peaked early.
That's a good observation, though. that's a good observation.
We had to see. Because there's another one.
Teddy just don't want to feel like he fell off.
Then she said Teddy is kind of on the border because his weight. Then she said Teddy on the border because his weight.
That don't make me old, though.
She said Teddy on the border because his weight. I had to defend you, Teddy.
And let Teddy take an offense to that a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm old and I'm fat now. It's just all the way.
Teddy taking offense to that a little bit.
She straight up played you. I was like, man, Teddy ain't that bitch. She's like, Teddy kind of gaining weight.
He's like
he fell off. I was like, no, he ain't. I was like, he don't come in. I got you restricted. Let's keep it real. I got you off the list.
Well, I thought
she wanted to put you on the list.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know anybody that is expected to stay.
Your daddy was like the only one that didn't make the list.
My daddy is like 70.
Right, and
like
he looks 65. And he looks like he's 55.
My daddy looks like he's 65.
No, he don't, dog.
No, he don't.
Pops him do look younger than
him. No, he don't.
He look younger than 65. Right.
No, he don't.
All right, wait till he come in this week. All right. I don't know my father. You right.
He's trying to make his daddy look old.
Yeah, that's all it is. I'm telling you. Y'all act like y'all see my pops.
Hey, bro, chill out. Hey, bro, don't do that. Don't do that, bro. Don't talk about Pop Simpson like that. I ain't gonna let you do
it's
that, man.
All good.
For real.
So Adrian fucked him.
Because he looked
good. No, because he got.
He's black.
No, his hair is less coarse than yours. He got a little bit more Negro in his hair.
Oh, my God.
Teddy, do you see her in the mirror?
Everybody hair ain't the same. Like, so we need a classification of what's good. Because if that's the case, then you do know.
Because Teddy going to stop the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, because you do know that means Raven going to be fucked too then.
No, we didn't. She didn't. We didn't talk about women. It was only men we talked about in this conversation.
We said that before.
She only said, she was only talking about men, though. She only said men.
So it's niggas.
Yeah. Mm. So this is the thing, though. So she brought up.
He look old as a mug now.
Look at Genuine. Look at Genuine, man.
Damn, I'm looking.
Yeah, I'm pretty old.
Look at that picture.
Look at Genuine face. Look at Genuine.
I'm saying I ain't seen Genuine ugly now. I don't know.
I ain't so, but he look. He 42. He look 62.
That is a lot of skin on his face.
Yeah, nah, wait a minute, bro. Daryl ain't gonna just make this.
Niggas just be reaching for everything, dog. Like, anything to make that claim. Look, you should be a lawyer too, nigga. You and Raven.
Hey, Ram, Daryl just gonna make this man up 20 years older than what.
Hey, if you look 20 years old, you just fell off too bad. Like, you are her back. If you look 20 years older.
Like, what's the Carter kid? Bruh. What's the one Carter?
If you look
Nick Carter. Is it Nick Carter? The one little white boy.
Oh, yeah, that's Nick Carter.
What's
the
young one? Aaron Carter. Yeah. Look, you see how fucked up he looks?
Yeah, he on drugs. Yeah,
he still looks fucked up.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that mean you bad. But 20 years, like, if you 22, but now you look 42 in the face. It's like, damn, dog. Like, you been living bad,
extra
dog.
Hard, dog.
You been living bad. Like, like, for real, you been living bad, dog. For real. For somebody, you that old. So, you that young, but look that old in the face. But Genuine, I'm going to say he look like, by that picture, I'm going to give him mid-40s. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
That was
50-something.
You see how
that was not 50-something at all. He looks his age.
I think it was just that picture, though. I done seen some live footage of him, and, you know.
He look old as a mug.
And also his hair's processed though. Ice T's hair processed too though.
He looks 60 like 20 years ago.
His hair is processed though. That don't count in this hero thing though.
You gotta have like, what about Antonio Banderas?
It's only black people with pretty hair.
Or some sort of mix. What
kind of racist shit is this?
Raven brought this up.
No, I'm just playing.
Raven is mixed.
I know. But, you know, hey, I think Raven has a good point, though, for real. Because once you think about all the people y'all name, like, you say Christopher Williams, man. Hey, boy, my boy Chris what was his hit song?
I'm Dreaming.
If I'm Dreaming.
Don't wake me, I'm dreaming.
Dude, and people understand though. I wish I could describe the people that are so much younger. He was the shit right. In 1991, 1992. Like
he was like a grown version. He's like a grown version of Chris Brown. Like back then. Like I'm saying, like as far as his rep, like he was the pretty boy.
Halle Berry when Halle Berry is like it'd be like if some nigga that's got Nicki Minaj. That's how he got Halle Berry. That was his chick.
Yeah.
Like.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and then he was a star in a movie. Nigga had no acting roles. You know just put him in a movie. Chris Boyd in New Jack City.
Just
because he's pretty.
That still kind of happens, dude.
And that's what his life said. I can't stand it.
And it's pretty. And that fucked up light-skinned dude's going forward for like at least 20 years. Fucked us up for like 20 years, man. 20 years. All right, let's go in, Javon. What's been going on, man, in New York, man? The folks, the streets been wanting to know, man. Like, what's been going on? You got stories, bruh, anything I'm gonna tell you this, man. About.
New York, that's a city, like, you know, you can't just move there with some money saved up and then, like, when you move there, you plan on living off this little money you had saved. That shit ain't gonna work. It is not gonna work, and I'm proof. I'm just saying, like, that shit, dude, I had to fucking get out and grind. I mean, you know, of course, nigga had to work a regular job, too, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm making cool money at the gig, but like when that money started dwindling, a nigga was thinking about what I was finna eat. I'm like, man, let me see. Like that one thing I learned in New York, like that's one thing I couldn't do in New York that I could do here in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? Certain things you can do in St. Louis you cannot do in New York, and like eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I had to think about which one I was gonna eat. I was like, man, let me see. Yesterday I ate breakfast. Today I'm gonna skip that. I'm gonna go to my lunch. That way tomorrow I'm gonna skip the first two dinner.
So you gotta plan your meals out, bruh, there.
Yes,
the meal
man.
Plan.
Hell yeah, boy. So I'm saying it was it was real. Like it was real, like man. So yeah, amongst other things, I was in a position to where, and you know, I'm still climbing the ladder. Like I'm
right now, I haven't been on stage, man, like the last 2 weeks. And that's just because of work. Like, I work from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on some nights. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, I've been at work from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. on, you know what I'm saying, on a night.
Right back up and roll out right back
no,
up.
No, on that day, I didn't have to come right back in or whatever just because, you know, type of job I do. I didn't come back in because, it, like, first off, I would have had to be right back in to work at 5 a.m. But it takes me 2 hours to get to work every day. 2 hours to get to work, 2 hours to get back from work every day. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm cool with it, though, dog, because it's part of the grind. I'm fucking... You know, I'm still networking and doing what I got to do, but
you
also...
You have way more jokes, though, from seeing different shit happen.
Yeah, man, I got a lot more jokes, man, from being on the...
Just
on
observations
a,
and...
Man, I even talk about one, you know what I'm saying? And it's the truth about how, like, you be on these trains... No, I ain't gonna tell... I'm gonna talk about it on stage at my show.
Friday.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm gonna talk about it on Friday. I know, man.
Sit back, put my hands down.
Yeah, man, but I'm telling you, dog, on them trains... It'd be some crazy, like, okay, for instance, and like, you know, and I'm not homophobic. You have to get a disclaimer before you say some shit.
That you gotta do that now.
Yeah, you do. So what happened was, it was these two dudes got on. They looked like I'm saying, like, and me and you got on the train. So I wasn't thinking of nothing. You know what I'm saying? So they actually, no, we were waiting on the train. That's what happened. It was a wooden bench. I'm sitting on the back of the bench. It's about 3 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm headed to the gig. And then, all of a sudden, you know, they I heard them talking. They was talking about some regular shit, like, yeah, the Xbox with my gamer tag, that type of shit.
Yeah, just
so, you know, I'm just sitting there chilling. I'm in my phone, and it got kind of quiet. So, it got a little bit quiet, man. And I wasn't even tripping off the fact that it was quiet, but I kept hearing.
No.
Now, when nobody get any dick sucked?
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, why would you say that?
I don't know what else
was going on. Everybody
nah, bro. Completely.
But they were like aggressively kissing to the point where grabbing the back of heads. And like, it's to the point where I wasn't like tripping off of it that bad to where I straight. Got up, I just turned my back. Oh, man, these motherfuckers kissing. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't I'm used to it now. I'm used to that kind of shit. Like, if that happened in St. Louis, it'd probably be somebody like, oh, hell no, man. Damn, bro, for real?
On the Metro League stop at Grand. No. On the Grand Metro League
somebody
stop.
Somebody going to say something.
Somebody
going to say something, dog. Somebody going to say something.
We can serve as a motherfucker in the Midwest, boy.
Hey, we'll be on Facebook Live. Look at this shit.
Hey, what would they say?
If he said, that damn, man, with the God, ain't talking about somebody said something.
Yeah, St. Louis.
If they look back, if you're in St. Louis, you look back, you see that.
Boy, bye. Thank you, man. Boy, bye. You're going to say something to somebody about somebody kissing. Shit, you can. boy, bad. Like, oh, this nigga just shunned his whole room, man.
All right, man. What's up with your boy Joel Osteen, Javon, man?
Hey, I don't know if y'all seen the memes I posted today.
Hey, that one motherfucker went viral, though. That one
about the trap music.
No, not the trap music. The one on Twitter that went viral, the one about your mom had to make you give up the 9 ladies of your cousin
looked. A lot of people shared that.
Dude, it's got like 15 retweets right now.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. That shit was funny though, man. Cause hey, did you see the interview he had to do?
No, I didn't see it.
Did you see the interview rim?
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it, Ted?
I didn't see it either.
Bruh, the interview, okay, somebody taped it on their television. And whoever taped it, they know that it's silly because they was bugging up. I would have been laughing too. Cause man, the way Joel Osteen, they had him on there talking to the reporter. You can tell he did not want it. He was so fucking. You know how somebody got a smile to keep from being like, you dirty motherfuckers. Y'all done got me. Like, that's
got me opening this goddamn church.
Bruh. I guarantee he was in a car. He probably was like, this is the fucking last time I do this shit. I mean, if it's another flood, hey, T.D. Jakes, he better fucking open it. T.D. Jakes' fat ass has a dome, too. I mean, what? Hey, man, but he was straight pissed off when she was talking to him to the point where he, like, you could tell that the whole smile was a fake, like, I'm pissed off smile, but he had to keep his composure because he was in front of the camera. But he didn't want to open that fucking church up, dog. He did not. You're not going to do my shit like, what they say? You're not going to do my shit like
the Superdome.
The Superdome, the Katrina. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was. I was like, yo, like, damn.
But I'm gonna say this though too, and I don't feel he should be obligated to do that. But I think
it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, though. Yeah. Like, you know. So, but if I was him and I really just didn't want to open my church up, I'm not that evil of a person though. But nigga, wouldn't nobody be able to sway me? Come on, man, you gotta. I'll be like, hey,
see you on Sunday.
Fucked up. I'll make up something. Make my plumbing fucked up. We just shut the power off and the plumbing is all fucked up.
Right. The way this shit was happening, they just nigga to be taking a video and look, this we in the bathroom right now. The water the
toilet,
on
showing the toilet flush.
It must be God.
It must be God.
God is good. God show is good. You feel I thought they was broke.
Hey, shout out to one of our listeners. This is from T. Robinson. He was I put out that you was coming in. He's like, hey man, Javon. You have not talked about Eddie Long dying, man. I've been waiting to hear about Eddie Long dying for a grip.
I did talk about him dying.
That's what he said, though.
Yeah, man, we talked about.
We did on the feedback show.
We did get Eddie Long. I'm saying, hey, man, that's kind of messed up, though. Like,
so a nigga waited, like, he waited to hear you come back on.
Hey, I feel bad. Like, back then, when he first died, I didn't feel bad, like, kind of joking about it and stuff. I didn't. You know what I'm saying? But now, it's like, man, all right, man, he dead for real.
Eddie
like,
Long had pretty hair, too.
Shit, in his glove compartment when he took it off his head.
Processed.
Yeah, he take that motherfucker off and roll it up like a blunt and put it in his glove compartment. For real. All
right, this is a good one. Let's get into some more hip-hop stuff. There's going to be more a little bit of debate. Joe Budden's on their podcast, Everyday Struggle, said that Killer Cam made the South palatable to New York.
I posted that.
Yeah, but I saw it before you posted it. It actually makes sense, though.
Yeah, 100%.
To me, it's 100% true.
Yeah. That was on point.
Yeah.
You said what?
He made a Killer Cameron made the South palatable to the to New York. Like where people would actually.
Yeah, the whole Dipset did.
Yeah.
The South.
Yeah.
You got to think about it,
they
man.
It's weird because.
Cameron was nationwide, like hood to hood.
You talking about Cameron. Like, back in the day with Mace.
No,
you
know, we talking about Dipset Cameron.
Dipset.
She want to see me. She want to.
What year did. We talking about?
We talking about when Dipset was popping probably with 2001.
2002.
2007.
It's weird because I was like, I was just watching that.
They had one of the best movements in history of hip-hop.
Did you see
that's when Wayne started really fucking with Juelz Santana.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you see that Lupe interview where he was talking about, they kind of discussed something similar. So Ebro had him on there talking about, asked him to talk about his new single and who he felt was
Lupe
better.
Lupe got a new single?
Yeah.
Is it dope?
That Drogas is whack.
It's cool, but it's he lost his grandmother, so it's about cancer survivors and stuff like that. So that's why he went on there. But they had a discussion.
Man, that's what I'm saying, dog. What you just said, it kind of like, Daryl said something bad about it, but then you got like a little serious. Like, no, I was about his grandmother. She had cancer. Now Daryl had to kind of rebut on what he said.
It's just like singing about God on the Apollo. Like, you just kind of feel obligated.
Yeah, you got to kind of up it a little bit. Daryl, you got to apologize, dog. Yep. That was about, for real. Come on, man.
It was bad.
All right, my bad.
Well, he said Drogas was whack. He didn't say that.
Okay, my bad.
But anyway, he was saying that him and Ebro were going back and forth about, like, who they were pushing, this, like, especially early on and like in dealing with New York. And he said that he realized that shit was changing when Ebro actually played Damn by Youngbloods. He said he was the first one to break, and he said when he came in like 2000, he said he heard Damn on the radio 39 times.
In
like,
Chicago?
In New York.
So this is like 2000.
This is like
2001 or 2.
Yeah, it's 2001. He said 2001.
Okay.
He said, damn, and then there was another one.
No. The fucking Lil Jon, Window to the Wall, was when I was my internship in New York, that was the song. I was like, yo, like, they on that Lil Jon shit. Lil Jon was like,
he was saying surprising because he was like, Ebro was, before it was like, yo, they would, because he said there was another song that was really big in the South during that time, and Ebro was like, yo, I'm not playing this fucking shit. I'm not going to play this because it's bull, because New York ain't going to like it because they were only playing in Washington.
Yeah.
And so he was like, but once that happened, and then they brought up Jay-Z being on Big Pimpin' and all the rest of that stuff, he said that's what started to crack a rod open. He felt like anything could go to
that show. I don't know if that did it at all, though, man, because it broke open UGK, but I don't think it broke on people to listen to the South.
Or broke on what, the South list to the...
I don't break, think that the New York people start listening to Southern music because of Big Pimpin'. They start listening to UGK specifically, but I don't think they was like, oh, we going to start listening
to
Southern
music. Well, that's still
music.
South music, but he... Who
y'all think from the South really made it to where New York, not even say New York, I say East Coast, was like...
T.I. I think T.I. is the one that was a solo artist that broke through, like... Because I don't think Outkast would consider. I'm talking about where you talking about the trap.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
I think we all fuck with Outkast, but yeah. I still think the East Coast still was.
You don't think they was doing Ludacris or nothing? They was bumming Ludacris.
Say nobody before T.I.
T.I. man.
I don't know.
What about Wayne? Carter Wayne.
No, that was another thing. That's what he refused to play. He said Make Him Say was blowing up, and he didn't want to play because he didn't think they would fuck with it.
Yeah.
And then Cash Money dropped in 99. He said that's what initially started getting people. He said because he said he went to like a whole bunch of parties and they were playing a whole bunch of Cash Money shit. He was like, yo, I'm fucking up.
Cash Money from the 99 to the 2000.
Right, exactly.
But Cam'ron was everywhere, dog.
I think that Dipset started a lot of stuff.
Dipset? Yeah.
Because that was the first time in New York they started slowing the beats up.
Yep.
And it got more bouncy. They weren't doing nothing like that.
No, man. And do you think Cam had a club.
You about right.
Cam had a club in Columbus, Ohio, that was crazy popping. Like, it just opened up a club in Columbus, Ohio. Like, and it just popped.
Cam opened up his own club?
Own club in Columbus, Ohio. It would be crazy.
Yeah, Columbus. Shout out to Ray Cash.
And you got to think about Cleveland. Ray Cash, Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm. No, Columbus.
He said Columbus.
Columbus.
Oh, I'm tripping. Okay.
Yeah. But no, he was... Dude, you got to think about Cam. Dude, you got to think about, like, New York cats wouldn't really shout... Go listen to Whoa with Black Rob and see all the cities he shout out. None of them in the South for real. Like, this is Atlanta and Miami, which is tourist cities. Go right, listen to Cam songs, though. He'd shout now random Midwest cities, random Southern cities.
Hey, don't you know, when we used to hear St. Louis get shouted out on the song, didn't it make us feel good?
Man, yes. When Pete Pablo shouted out on, go on, turn your head up, that little helicopter.
What was the first song that St. Louis got shouted out?
Mazza Peace shouted out St. Louis before, too, right?
I was going to say, How You Do That There. That was one of the first ones. He was like, oh,
St. Louis, How You Do That There.
Turn it up, man.
See, I used to love that shit.
I'm trying to think, what was it?
Just
like Compton.
Yes, Compton. That's our biggest shout-out where nigga be like, that's us.
That
St. Louis.
No, St. Louis, just like Compton, put St. Louis on the map.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's good, you know, my city, we get respect, man. I feel good, dude. You don't know how good it feel to fucking be home, dog. Like,
hey, I know. Is anybody going to say something how New York, he came back up in his mug?
No, he did, though.
You see the boots?
He got the Tim's.
I'll do somebody.
He got the book bag. He put his keys in his boot. When he sat down, see that? I'm like, damn, is that what they do on the train?
Well,
nigga,
I'm gonna tell you what just happened. That was an accident. The keys falling in the booth. But
I thought it was a New York thing. I wasn't gonna say shit. I'm like, damn, bro, hell, trust
that me. Was accident. But I'm gonna tell you, these booths and shit, I ain't bought nothing new for myself. And,
it's the same choice. Book you had when you left.
Yeah, right. I just keep them clean, man. Keep them clean. Try to keep, because that's one thing living up there, man. Like, I got a pair of shoes I wear when I go to work. On something like that, but then I got my shits where I keep them in the closet. Like, hey, I look to break these out when I go to a show or
I'm looking nice.
Want to look cool. And it just happened to be one of those pair, man. And you know, I'm gonna be able to get some more soon, man. But shit, this is the grind, man. I'm that's what I'm here for. So,
all right, let's go on to get into our main topic before we go into our favorite section, Raw and All. So I got the rap. Yearbook. It breaks down every year. Rap gives out the best song that they figured was the best, biggest song of the year. And breaks down some other stuff, though. So I want y'all shout a year. I'm going to give the song they said was the hottest song of that year. And then we can talk about it.
The hottest as in, like, the mainstream. That's what
the biggest song, like, or the song that defined that year.
Like, if I say, like, 1999, it was like, make them say, or something like that.
Well, this one is My Name Is Eminem for 99.
My name is, my name.
98 is Rough Riders Anthem.
Yeah. Oh man, that motherfucker. Yeah. That could be.
But you got to think about Eminem came out in 99. That My Name Is really did change everything because that brought Eminem on.
Yeah.
So I understand why they made that.
Right.
Made that. So right. Y'all just throw out some. Y'all can throw out any years.
Since 97.
97. Can't Nobody Hold Me Down. Puff Daddy and Mace.
Yeah. That was the cut though.
That was a big ass song though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was
hey.
Big, man.
They got it all from 1979. So 79 to 2014.
Do 80, man, my birth year. What was
1980, that? The Breaks, Curtis Blow. I
bet. These are the Breaks.
That's when he's remember he was trying to rap, do the rap album for Mr. Bibbs. That's how he's trying to rap like Curtis Blow.
Yeah, he got it. That's gonna have to be his rap style.
With the, you said the cover's gonna be the glasses and Mr. Bibbs with the glasses.
With a big B. A B. The glass is gonna be shaped like a B, Bibbs. And he's gonna be over here to record it too, Rim. I wanted to let you know that.
All right, throw me out of here, Rim.
Let's do 95.
95, Dear Mama, Tupac.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good one.
Well, yeah.
I ain't mad at you on when he died.
Mm-mm, no.
Me and my mama had a beef 17
but
years
he
old.
He does have another song for 96.
What's 96?
California Love.
Yeah. Hey, that is a universal banger, man. You got old head. Oh, them old women love that. Yeah. You ever been to an old club and they put on California
Dog,
Love?
When I look, hey, true story. My mama, now my mama is a, I don't even want to say a minister or whatever, but you know, she is in the church. I say that. One day she was just like, now that Tupac, How Do You Want It? I like that song. I'm like, do you know what this song is about?
The real video?
No. Like, she said, I like that song. Because it was that.
So it gave you that old school vibe, though. Like,
yeah,
like,
man. She, again, I think that. I hope this the only reason she like it because of the beat.
Right. She's talking about this man with the Bibbs right here, though.
Hell no, I wouldn't.
That's how you got here, Javon. We was listening to some Cameo.
I'll gouge my ear out with some with some Q-tips. I want to hear this shit.
Teddy, throw me out of here, man. 88.
Cool, more D.
Straight out of Compton.
Oh, man, okay. Now, yeah. You
did Cash Money take over for 2000?
Nah, Big Pimpin'. They gave Ben Pimpin' in 2000.
Okay. Yeah, what about 94?
94, oh. Juicy.
Mm. Oh, Juicy. 93.
Yeah.
93, Cream, Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang?
You got to think Cream was super big in 93, though, dog.
It was big. What y'all think? What was big?
Dude, it wasn't up. Dude, Cream. You got to think. Wu-Tang Clan ran a whole 22 decades off of Cream. And it's only two people on that song.
Cash rules everything.
Three people.
Cream get the money.
Two people rapping on it. Raekwon and Inspector Deck. That's it. It defined a group.
Was that for 93 or 92?
That was 93. 92. 92. Ain't nothing but a G thing.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You gotta go over there.
Any of them surprises?
Snatch that bra. Nah,
94, 95 would have been bomb.
When you start getting to 2000,
I thought it would have been bomb.
Somebody's a surprise in the 2000. When you get into 2000, they get a little bit more.
Hold on. Wait. 91.
91, Mind Playing Tricks on Me, Ghetto Boys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's a good 90.
Beneath Apple Bum, A Tribe Called Quest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is 2000.
Big Pimpin.
Is it 2001?
01 is Takeover versus Ether. Both songs got on there.
That was 01?
That's 01.
Yeah, because you remember Nas, that's what made it so like Nas came right back. Mm-hmm. Right
that's
back
all
after
in the
that
same
Takeover.
Year.
Like, Nas, oh, hell no.
But the thing was, the Takeover technically came out right before when 9/11 happened, because remember his album dropped on 9/11. Jay-Z album dropped on 9/11. Him and Fab album dropped on 9/11.
The book and I think that's why Jay-Z's like claim to fame is to where he was able to still sell
on 9/11 when 9/11 happened.
Right.
So and then Nas barely made that, because I don't think Ether came out to like November, December of 2001. No, I know it did, though.
No, it did.
I know it did, though, because I came back to St. Louis
cold.
And already had it.
It was cold.
Yeah, because I came back to St. Louis for Christmas break and I already had the song. All right. Throw out another year. Throw some
2004.
Still Tipping. Mike Jones, Slim Thug, and Paul Wall.
They did have a movie.
That was a big year.
They
that
had a
big,
movie.
Yeah, that was a big record.
They had, like, Lil Flip and all them was coming out around
that.
That
was when Houston had their run.
Yeah. We have 2002.
Yeah, 2002.
Grinding, Clips.
Okay.
They definitely had
it
on lock.
That beat.
Was 03 in the club?
03 is in the club. Yeah, you could 03, I mean.
That was 50.
And nah, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? That Clips beat, that grinding.
That's not a traditional beat even. That beat is not even like a good beat. Dude, like if you just heard that beat to rap on it, that's not a good beat.
Who made it? Was it
Pharrell?
Neptunes back then. Yeah. It wasn't just Pharrell.
Actually, it might not even be Pharrell. That might be Chad that did that. Neptune. It's the Neptunes of the group, but I think Chad might have did the
Neptunes
beat.
Is ill, dog.
Man, did you see that Clips Netflix movie?
No, I haven't seen that.
What is it, like, a documentary?
On No Malice. Yeah, I saw that.
Was it a documentary or something?
Yeah, it's on Malice.
It's about how they came up?
No, it's just on Malice. It's on his brother. Just on his brother. Because you know he's religious now and everything.
So is he talking about the bad shit he did?
Yeah.
Did he kill somebody?
No, he ain't talking
about that. Why I get low? Yeah. Like, and you ever trip off
they
that?
Might be listening, man.
Yeah, hey, look. You ever try to, like...
Malice sitting like, nigga, what you doing?
Hey, look. Or have you ever had that happen before? You be talking on somebody on the phone, they start whispering, you start whispering, too.
Yeah.
Like, they pick up the phone, hello. You be like, what's good? Where you at?
You just riding your car. You ain't got nobody.
Yeah. Why the fuck am I whispering?
Turn on this radio. This nigga's right. Here, right?
It's some interesting years. Y'all ain't got into the deep 2000s, though. These are the years you're going to be like...
06.
06 hustling Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm. Hey, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
06
Ross? Mm-hmm. That was
him.
Yeah, he was a banger, but
he wrote that was a wave on that song. Yeah, definitely. I would say so. Like, unless I could think of something else that came out that year, but like when you say hustling, I remember that song specifically being on replay to the point where I got tired of it. Like, I was like, I don't want to hear this shit no more. And it was like for a while.
That was a workout sound too.
Yeah, man. Every day I'm hustling.
Oh wait,
you nigga getting lightheaded.
A Millie, Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah,
we starting to get. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You go in them later years. 09 is best I ever had. Drake.
I knew something was gonna be Drake.
Now 07 is International Players album.
Yes.
I typed the text to a girl. Let you see.
Yeah, that's
around
it.
Town.
So then 2010 we got Monster.
That's the all that
Kanye, Nicki Minaj,
I can see that because that, and then that whole album came out of Twisted Dark
Fantasy. That's the best album Kanye did.
I know, but
I don't know the best song on that album. It's the best Kanye album.
You think so?
Oh, by far.
Nah, his first album was the best.
No, man.
What do you think?
Run, bro. You think?
I think it's first one.
That Dark Twisted Fantasy though, dude, is sonically rapping.
I liked it though. I mean,
it's a dope album. Kanye got back to back years. Niggas in Paris is 2011. And Jay-Z too, because he's on Monster too.
Right.
2012, y'all ain't never gonna guess 2012.
You're
never gonna guess 2012.
If I gave you
$30 million, you wouldn't guess it.
That's how I start reading the book
and everything. That's how I was like, get the fuck out.
Hold on. Let me think, dog. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. You said 2012, right?
2012.
Damn. Let me see. Hold on, bro. Don't do me like this.
Rap so.
Ain't no R&B. That's a good
Soulja
guess.
Soulja Boy. I wouldn't even know where close it is. No.
Is it a Drake song?
Mims.
Nope.
Is it a group?
Nope.
Okay, who?
Nah.
Hold on, you gonna guess it? Damn, Daddy Mad.
Going back
30 mil. $30 million IOU. Because it's going to be an IOU. It's an IOU.
Is it a main, is it like pop rap person?
He became that.
Pitbull or something?
Drake.
Nope.
Hold on.
He became pop. Mm-hmm. So he started off like
just regular, like underground kind of backpackish.
Hold on. Lupe Fiasco? Nope. Not Lupe Fiasco.
T.I.? Nope.
He said backpackish.
Yeah, he said he became pop as Lupe necessarily became.
But I'm just trying to think who started
like this
off.
He was ultimate pop at this point.
2 Chainz?
Nope. Like, he's ultimate pop. Like, on, VMA
bro,
pop.
Real. Hey, man, for real, we going to get mad, bro.
Y'all going to get mad as a motherfucker, though.
Damn, right. Now, Rim get mad right now.
No. This person was more pop than him.
I would say Pitbull. I'm saying.
He's not B.O.B. It's not.
No, he's more pop than all these motherfuckers.
Hold on.
Straight up. Damn. 2012?
Yep.
I'm trying to think what I was doing.
Dude, I'm trying to think.
Pop than everything. He was everything.
Hold on.
In 2000,
I can't tell you another detail because you'll get it.
Right. Hold up. He was super. So he started off backpacking.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's. Is it?
No. Hold on, bro.
Depends on how you can look at it. Is he?
Hold on, bro.
Some Nelly shit.
No. He didn't have a longest run. He didn't have no run long as Nelly, though. But he was.
When did he originally come out?
The same year.
Damn, so he's only getting 1 year run?
He had another song that was big before that.
Is it This Is Why I'm
Hot?
Huh?
This Is Why I'm
Hot? No, he said
Man. No,
what's the other dude? What's the black dude?
Mike Jones.
Ah, nah, dude.
Black dude, nigga. All
Damn, what's dude name?
Damn,
damn, man, what the fuck?
And you said he's super pop?
Super.
I know it is. Just it's who I can't think of his name. Big dude.
He became super pop, and he rejected it. He didn't want to be pop though.
I bet you that. I cannot think of his name.
He didn't want to be pop at all.
Bro, I don't know.
He doing collabs with.
Hey, for real,
he did not want to be pop.
Hey,
at
bro,
all.
My nose starting to bleed. who just go ahead and tell us?
He gave an award. He wanted to give an award to somebody else when he won it.
Macklemore.
Oh, Macklemore. Yep.
Damn.
2012.
Yep. Yeah. Same Love. White.
You should say
the song Same Love.
Yeah. Eminem.
Yeah. All right. 2013. Can y'all think? What y'all think? This one. Everybody did a remix of this song.
Kendrick Lamar. I am a sinner. No. Hold on.
Everybody did a remix of this though.
The Control joint.
Kendrick Lamar's.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
okay.
It. Yep. 2014. This is when we just was like, fuck it. We just was like, it's hip hop. We just like. Fuck it. We just like, fuck it.
Was it a good sound?
I mean, it depends on what you look at it as, you know.
So, now we're...
We're in the mumble right now. Yeah. Everybody on here is mumbling. Yeah, everybody's on here mumbling.
2014. Everybody. So it's a number of people on this track.
Two people on this track.
Mumbling.
Who started the mumbling?
Future.
No, not Future. Who's the other person?
T-Pain? Nah, he didn't even mumble.
They kind of sing.
Yeah.
Who is the godfather of mumble?
Gucci Mane.
Oh, for these young cats. Not like...
Migos.
No. This person is before the Migos.
Gucci?
I was gonna say Gucci.
He's not the godfather of mumble.
Hold on.
And so he had a... Him and the dude did songs together for a minute. They had a group. For a short period of time.
Is that Lil Wayne and...
Nope. They had a group for a minute.
It was I'm really trying to think. Like, man,
they had a group together for a minute.
I'm like,
and then they start dissing each other.
Like,
then they start dissing each other.
Hold on. They start dissing each other.
That's the key right there. They start dissing each other.
No. This is it's Atlanta. It's got to be Atlanta.
It's two Atlanta cats.
The Gucci started that. Then
Young Thug.
Yep, and who else?
But he from Ohio.
No, he not. He from
Young Thug didn't start. I think
Gucci
Man started.
The mumble we know right now? Yes, he did.
Nah,
he is.
Who would you say
who started where you don't know what they saying?
I'm saying Young Thug blatantly.
Yes, I was gonna get at the Future, dog.
No, I think Mutual Moore is a singer. I give you some more singing.
Right.
It's a lot of singers that be mumbling. So you can't.
Throwing out
I'm talking about rapper.
Young Thug came out.
I think
Young Thug started
Future,
that
Future
shit.
Said some stuff that you can understand. Young Thug said the word. Even if you rewind it, you still be like.
Who is the other person?
I don't know what the fuck.
Rich Homie Quan?
Or is Young Thug calling Bitch Homie Quan when they start dissing each other?
I thought that was cool now.
No, they start. Well, I don't know if they cool now, but he called Bitch Homie Quan.
What song was it?
That still is bae.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. I'm saying, ain't that what they call him?
Hey, you know what's funny? I had thought about him, but I was like, I didn't think he was that big.
Dude, that's when we start saying fuck it. You got to think, 2014, we start saying fuck it.
Damn. Dude, that's depressing. I wouldn't call him the godfather of Mumble, though.
He is.
I was like, he might be the father, but he ain't the godfather of Mumble, G.
Who?
Dude, I'm telling you.
I say Future.
Future, definitely, dog. Yeah. I remember
No. Dog, remember when Young Thug came out and he had that, what was that song? I'm a smoker or whatever.
Perfect example. Future released a song in 2012, 2013 called,
Lights Out.
No, but you gotta remember that was.
You ain't.
No, no, but what came out before that? What Young Thug came out with that? What was that song? I'm a Smoker or something.
That was at the end of
2011. That was before anybody knew he was, though. This song came out 2 or 3 years after Young Thug was popular. That little, I'm a Smoker. Remember that song?
I remember smoking.
Yes, that was him.
That was 20. I thought that was 2013, bro.
That fucked up. You can really be like, I'm smoker, and nigga know what song you're talking about.
Wait till y'all get to Raw Now. You.
Hey, yeah, because we got limited time. We got
hold on. But let's go to 2014 to see the runners up. The runners up were his song Danny Glover, which was another fucking song that was mumbling. So he defined a fucking year. Fucking Young Thug did. Then you had ASAP Rocky on here, Puff Daddy, Pusha T, Kanye West, Wiz Khalifa.
What was 2013 again? That was. So we went from Macklemore to Young Thug.
And we said, "Fuck."
Had a dope beat on it though.
See, that's when we start going wrong.
Lifestyle.
This is exactly why we start going wrong. This is exactly why we start going wrong.
I don't fuck with Young Thug. I hate him, but like, you know, Lifestyle was dope than a motherfucker. Yeah, I actually do. Like, if I hear his voice, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
All right, let's get ready. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with everybody's favorite segment, Raw. No, we'll be back. Straight out of Low Cash. Welcome back. Straight out Low Cash. Javon, talk about the show real quick before we jump into Raw. No, man.
Look, man, I got a show.
We've been putting the commercials on the front of all the shows.
But time out, when is the...
I'm going to put out on Friday morning.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so, yeah,
today?
I would say today.
Yeah, today.
Since we put it out front.
Yeah.
Okay, act like y'all don't know that we have pre-taped this. All right, so yeah, today, look, I got a dope show going on, man. It's my show, Class Clowns, going on, man. I'm up at the Laugh Lounge Comedy Club here in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm back, man. Look, I've been living in New York for since December, man. And I was like, shit, I got to come back, do my show. Plus, I had a family reunion here, so I was like, hey, what better time to do a show? Then that time, throw my show. So it's going to be tomorrow night. Well, tonight at 10:30 p.m. It's the second show, man. We got my boy Willie Lynch Jr. on the show. My boy Nathan Orton. And also we got a special guest, J.J. Jeremiah Williamson from Mississippi, man. When I tell y'all, this is one of my favorite comics on earth.
You got End of Jeremiah at the last minute?
Well, I'll just say that.
Nobody knows.
Today
though, when they see
Since today. So yeah, just man, super fun. So when y'all come out, man, y'all in for a show, man. I got a bunch of new shit I'm talking about, man. And just we gonna have fun, man. It's gonna be one of the nights.
They can get tickets from you too. It's gonna be on
they
the
can
morning.
Get tickets at the door because at this time it's Friday. Since it's Friday.
They can't go. They can't go online anything or.
They can go to Eventbrite.
Okay.
But you go to Eventbrite to get your ticket. You know, it's going to be either 20 or 25 because it's the day of, so it's 25. Yeah. So, yeah, this is Wednesday, Friday. I mean, it's
some
Friday.
Some people might want to get their tickets and be ahead of time, though, you know.
Yeah, so if you want to get them on Eventbrite or just, go ahead on there and get it, then, go on Eventbrite. But, yeah, so today, Class Clowns, man, my comedy show. Be there. It's at the Laugh Lounge. That's 11208 West Florissant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we doing it, man. In St. Louis, I'm here. So that's how we doing it.
All right, let's get in there with Javon. I'm gonna let you have the honors of
Raw
all of this
or no?
Though.
I ain't done this in so long. Raw or no? Raw or no? That's a term we came up with a while ago before people was doing the whole look or nah, that kind of stuff. We were doing raw or nah for a minute. So raw or nah, that's a term that comes from like back in the day when your mama and your daddy on that one night that you were conceived took the fateful chance and it's like, hey, is that one time where your mama said, look here, and she gave your daddy a choice, put this condom on. And this one kind of first came out, so your daddy didn't know what it was. He like, oh, man, I'm gonna put that
on my dick.
I ain't going to put that shower cap on my, what is that? Like, what kind of rubber? Like, what is it? Like, you didn't want me to, a jellyfish. What did you want me to put? Like, he didn't know what it was, so he was scared. So he told your mama, no, I ain't doing that. It's either raw or no. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to put the head in. So he told your mama that. But, not my mama, y'all mamas. So he told, I'm saying, so at that point, it was raw enough. So pretty much raw means good. The or, that's how we rate songs. So raw is good. Or is like, that means we just ain't fucking with it at all. We ain't fucking with it at all. So there it is, raw or no.
All right, first up, we got Land, is it Lands, y'all think? Or what? Land Z, bring me that shit.
Nigga, run around with that clip. Nigga, talking all that shit. Get busted in it. Run around with that shit. Chop it down, drink it. Nigga, I give a baby. Shooting that chop in the door. Taking that bitch on the low. Rolling around with that for drone. All of my niggas on go. And then I get in the room. Taking that shit on the low. All of my niggas on roll.
All right.
Javon, go ahead and run it.
Hey, bro, this nigga retarded. Real, man. Hey.
Everybody it's a little scary, a little bit.
What in the hell? It is scary, man. Hold on, man, this is crazy. This is my brother calling me at the same.
Hey, bro. Hello. What's up, brother?
We live.
Yeah, hey, bro. We doing this podcast. I'm gonna call you right back, but I'm gonna be over there in a minute. All right. Love you. Peace. Hey, man. That nigga retarded, man. For real. I'm saying like,
and his boys, this.
Bro, it sounded like when he was rapping, somebody trying to hold his head underwater, but he kept putting his mouth. He kept putting his mouth out. You get your mouth out the water. But he's getting. This nigga was finna drown. Damn, this nigga could have ever finna drown. Hey man,
no, with all these handicapped rappers and all that, do you think some of their friends are like, man, we both can't rap, but we can get Cortez to rap, and he can maybe blow up off of the whole thing, like the whole Welv, like the Welv and the Great thing, though, like we gonna use our homeboy and blow up off of.
Hey, he don't sound like that.
I'm gonna ask Rim gonna tell the truth. Rim, you think he was serious?
He was dead serious.
No, he got other videos.
No, he got like three or four other songs.
Oh, man, it don't sound you.
He had to get his breath because nigga hold your head underwater trying to kill you.
So he was forced to do this.
No, dog. He forced himself to do this. That's what he did. No, dog. You should have just stayed underwater.
Did you see that motherfucker's eyes?
Yeah. Man, his eyes was bug, wasn't
it? Like he just shit his pants like, oh, fuck.
Damn.
I want everybody to smell
it. Like, eyes get bugged like, damn, again?
Who can smell this?
Damn, again? I can't keep. Like, or your eyes can be like, I can't keep doing this. Like, man,
my mama going to be mad.
I got to wash your drawers again.
I know, I'm grown, mama. I'm sorry. I know I'm grown. Like, your eyes get big because you got to apologize. I know. Yes. I know. You don't need to tell your mama you shit no more. You just say, I know.
I know what you did when you hit the dough. You
sit
your pants.
I know, mama.
Nigga, that's exactly how you do. She can't even get out. She's not like you rapping. As soon as she look at you, she's been...
I know, mama.
Nigga, if you don't take your pants off, you standing in it.
Nigga, don't even get in this shower. I'm gonna put you in the back of the car. We going through this car wash.
He gotta stand up in the back of a truck.
Right, getting slapped with the brushes that you use.
Don't touch nothing.
Your nasty ass. Cortez, I cannot believe you.
You know you allergic to dairy.
I told you yesterday. You do it again.
Cortez, you are really letting yourself go.
Oh my God.
Hey, dog. Come on, man. Complain, man. Hey, I gotta give it a no, man. I ain't fucking with it. What'd you get?
Teddy.
No, man. Teddy. That shit. Literally.
Cortez from now on. That's a nigga name, Cortez, dog.
Cortez
nasty ass.
Reminisce.
Hell no.
Johnny.
Oh, shit.
No way.
Shit. Right. We should have ended with that one.
Yeah, nah, we laughing and shit. I've been drinking this Crown Royal apple. This shit right here, boy.
That all apple messes my stomach, man. You can drink that?
Apple's good. I fuck with that apple.
I do, too.
That's why I look like Cortez.
I've been saying, I'm saying that. That's going to be your destination.
Right, nigga. I'm
get that vanilla.
Nah, I'm getting this apple wood. Apple, they can keep with their doctors away.
Yeah, there you go. Next up, St. Louis group that was on the verge of doing something dope at one point. Y'all remember One Dime? One Dime, was it? That wasn't a. What did One Dime come up with? I can't remember the song name now. What do you know? Remember in the room?
This one was older too.
Yeah, but they sent it to me. For us to put on Raw.
This was like they one.
I don't remember One Dime. I mean, it sounds like, yeah. But maybe when I see him or hear him,
I'm gonna pull up the One Dime song real quick. But One Dime, they came out right after the Nelly movement, so you know everybody was kind of coming in through that
Niggas had to try to ride the Nelly wave. Nelly was on top.
Man. You know how many niggas was coming out from St. Louis? People understand how many people was coming out from St. Louis that was having songs.
The Nelly wave, boy, that was a good wave.
I was riding Nelly wave in Iceland.
Damn, it was an ice motherfucker sitting in
Iceland. Man, I would meet chicks up in Iceland and be like, they was like, you from St. Louis? Yeah. And they was like, you know Nelly? I'd be like, you mean Cornell? Yeah.
You gotta say that. Bruh.
Like, you mean Cornell?
You mean Cornell?
Hey, yeah. I'm saying, John, I'm talking about because I did this shit in Kansas City. You can ask my boy Jordan them every. Man, chicks was like, y'all from St. Louis? Man, I was just a fucking liar. I was lying, dog. I was lying so bad. I told one chick, oh yeah, that what you said, Cornell. I said Cornell. I said yeah, Cornell. He probably give me this Benz. I was lying, man. Hey, I'm talking about. I'm so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to even say this, man. I'm talking about. I straight told her, Cornell. Oh yeah, he finna buy me a Benz. Yeah, that's my big cousin. So yeah, man, I had a whole vocal outfit. I was a liar to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot. Our hotel room was booked at a hotel where it was a swingers party going on. So I felt like I had to utilize my St. Louis to its fullest potential to get what I needed. And I didn't get shit. I ain't hit no females or nothing. And all I looked stupid at the end.
At
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, though. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was up before cats got their pimping on correctly.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, I can't remember the song. It's not. I can't remember the one dime song, but it was a big song. Yeah. At least hear it regionally and everything. Their new song is called "All Gone." This ain't new, but they sent us it like, "Hey, yeah, what's up with the Raw and All thing?" So they want to hear it all in all one dime.
I woke up Tuesday with a hangover, cause Monday Kim came over. Had 3 L's of the crystal about to rock. Ciroc, she had them pink heels and them green pants, that Louis bag and that white scarf. I ain't seen her ass in so long, I told her stop. Now watch, when we go out tonight, you gon' pull a bitch, I'ma pull a bitch. We gon' set them up, get them drunk as fuck, get a room and put them out. Put them out, now I'm just playing, I'm just saying. If they ain't fucking, they ain't staying, I ain't gon' sit around and watch while you eat them out. Put them out, so I called Denny's and got some takeout, some Magnums, some Rillas, some Munchies. Came back and laid it down. What? You ain't touch nothing, I ain't touch shit. Too busy texting this other bitch. She infatuated on how she wanna suck me. So luckily it wasn't late yet, cause the cops out. She's standing hood that I don't fuck with. I'm glad she think that she can get me off. So I'ma rock out with my cock out. Bite babes with my damn fangs. Man, it's what this shit is all about.
Till it's all gone. Till it's no more left. Until it's all gone. Until my last damn breath. Until it's all gone. Until it's no more left. Until it's all gone.
All right, I think we good.
All right, let's go with you first, Johnny. Let's go with you first, Johnny. What you got?
It might be some old St. Louis stuff, you know, a nice beat, but I'm just gonna go over. I'm not.
Is it early 2000 St. Louis?
That's St. Louis talking about when we was just bruh, like Compton. You know
what I'm saying? Nah, I'm gonna get it like 98. It just seemed too dated to be. I mean, it's just too dated for me. I gotta say no. I can't. I mean, shit. If I were to play that, I probably would need on like a FUBU shirt on just something that
cross colors.
Yeah, cross to something. It just ain't too dated. So that's the only, you know. Maybe back then it might have been cool, but right now nah. This ain't what that name all really was.
Teddy?
I agree. Like you said, for now, it's kinda dated. But for what it was, I mean you can give it an or. You know, we're dating it back to, because the date was like 2013 for that.
Right.
So, shit, actually, even then, it still kind of sound dated.
Reminisce?
Yeah, I agree. It was a little dated. Almost had like a earlier No Limit sound almost.
Mm. Yeah, you right.
Yeah, I'm going to
see, Rem, take Rem expertise to point that out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what Reminisce is.
And another thing too, Teddy has 9 Superman curls hanging out. But, all right, but yeah. So you said you thought you said what, Daryl?
No,
I'm
saying.
Said, hey, man, I hate Teddy hair, man. His hair is so nice. And my shit fell out. But all right, man. Go ahead,
my
man.
Shit fell out.
I'm saying we good, man. You don't gotta repeat it. I'm saying.
You just cut it, Bob.
Bruh, I'm saying,
them
come
braids,
on, man.
He pulled them braids back too far, and it was over.
Ain't that a bitch?
That's how a guy give you a haircut. Breaking a braid.
Hey, there was that. I pulled my braids back too far. Damn. Like I was taking a Halloween mask off and just left it right here like, in the middle.
She never came back.
I'm going to leave it right here.
All right, next up we got, was it JCY they remixed the Thong song featuring Cisco. Not Fisco, Cisco.
This thing right here, juicy. Cisco, check it out. Come on. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. You know I never nigga could handle it. Shaking that thing like who's the ish? With a look in your eyes so devilish. She like to dance on the hip hop spots. She cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked to pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what? Baby, move your butt, butt. Make her sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what? All night long. Let me see that thong. Baby, make your booty go. Baby, let me show that thong, 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 thong. I like it when the beat go. Baby, make your booty go. Show that thong, 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 thong.
No.
You don't like the EDM, man?
No.
I'm glad you fast forward and cut it off. Yeah, because I'm glad you did it.
Really. It's no point.
It's like night first, because I know Cisco did another. He did one remix before this one of Thong's song.
He did one for LeBron?
Or something like that. Now he's doing this. It's like, hey, come on, man. We don't want to hear the Thong's. I'm cool.
I'm going
anything
to know.
Anything that got to do with the
Cisco
song, Thong song, anything like that.
You ain't fucking with Cisco at all. That's the whole thing, right?
Nah, Cisco had some shit back in the day.
I'm talking about, any new Cisco shit you're not fucking with.
Unless, I mean, I ain't gonna say I ain't fucking with it. If you put out something dope, you know, I ain't gonna just shun him.
Shun.
Yeah. You gave it a no before.
No, the new Cisco
shit, remember he was in the club, though, and everything with the little trap beat. Remember that?
Yeah, that was wild.
He was up in the club, though, and everything with the trap beat. Like, oh, no.
Yeah, that was wild.
If it was something like that, I'm sure.
He had a trap beat on.
I hate when niggas try to fit in what's going on now. I understand you got to grow with music, but, like, when people blatantly try to, like what Snoop said about niggas trying to, like, when I, like, change your rapping style and stuff, like, I think that's silly. That's cool if you, like, I think one person is really good at fitting in is Kanye West. Even though I don't even know
how Kanye West album is gonna be no more.
Yeah, but I mean, with J. Cole, I'm saying he got writers. He should be cool. All right, that is New York. That's a
you know what this is, though.
Yeah, that's the MetroCard machine.
All right, next up we got Aaliyah Lee. Her song called Shots.
Look. Ay ay ay. You don't call shots. I get off my hammer. I ain't got time, and that's word to mama. Know a couple niggas. If you not my bitch, then get off my bum. I know a couple niggas ain't feeling this. I know a couple bitches ain't feeling this. But if I die before I wake, I pray to God my mama safe. I keep the niggas on geek, check the details. I turned your nigga to a freak, cause I'm too real. I got your nigga online, he thirsty. I only let him hit my line on a Thursday. I feel like such a lady in my skirt set. I let these bitches play the back, that's first leg. Okay. Keep all my shine, tell a nigga bye-bye. If I want it, then I get it, no such thing as my guy. If I pull up in the city, I'm pretty, I'm real sedity. Okay. Hotter than the Pico, added to Puerto Rico. Young Island Ting, I got green, so freak though. Should just go my way, call me Carlito. It's slow for y'all hoes, I'm living fast, although I can't stop for a nigga that might dim my...
We still watching because we're looking at her titties.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's fucked up? What's fucked up is though. Ain't nobody stopped the song.
Nah,
everybody's gonna let that shit ride out.
I'm saying, everybody's
gonna let that shit ride out to the end of it.
I was a little bit looking at the titty, but for the most part. I mean, it didn't sound like nothing I haven't heard before. I'll say that. You know what I'm saying? It just sounded like, you know.
It sounded like Lil' Kim from 98.
It was cool to see open the mouth. It was great. That little hook.
I give her an or. I'll give her an or.
Give her no.
No. Yeah, I give her no. What about you, Teddy?
I thought it was all right. I didn't like the hook.
Would you have sex with
Dalton?
He can't say that, dog. You trying to set him up. Oh, y'all niggas set each other up.
Hey, and it came from a married man.
You're right, I was going to say. Y'all set each other up, buddy.
My wife don't listen to the podcast. So
I'd have sex with him.
Oh, what about you, Rem? You think this song raw? No.
Nah, dude.
It wasn't
this. I said nah.
Yeah, I understand. What we got next?
Next up, we got one of my favorite MCs, Rhapsody. Ooh. Her new track called The Point.
I like that joint.
It could be the point of letting go. It could be the point of letting go.
One more time.
It could be the point of letting go.
Third time for charm.
It could be the point of letting go.
No catch 22s, point guard flow.
It could be the
scared money don't make money. Be your own boss, make more than they make from you. Gotta lose old friends, cause some of them cancerous. Let go and make different moves, everybody can't dance with you. Know that you pray to God, make room so he'll answer you. I chose to leave Cooley High, but I love him, we family, bruh. Gotta leave home sometimes to see from a different view. Let go of control sometimes and watch how some others move. Everything is a chess game, I learn how to play well. Let go of them lame dudes, peace out the whack females. Go get you a real one, so you learn how real love is. My people said go ahead, I'm on it like Kim Fields. Facts. These are the facts of life. If you get it wrong, let it go so you can get it right. The point of letting go, the major sign is from the start. It's cause God wanted us to sign with the rock.
It could be the point of letting go. It could be the point of, it could be the point of letting go. Oh, it could be the point of letting go.
She's starting the Rock Nation. She's starting the Rock Nation.
Yeah,
she's starting the Rock Nation.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go on.
Raw, man. Yeah. I'm saying, dog.
Sound like a beat I do.
Dog,
like,
it do.
That motherfucker is like, that's a dope ass song, ain't it?
I'm talking about when I say raps, Rhapsody one of the dopest. I ain't just talking about females.
And not even just females.
Yeah,
like,
just dopest rhymers. Like, Rhapsody cold, dog. I think she's so underrated.
Yeah.
She one of the people who I be like how I say Royce 5'9 underrated. Mm-hmm. Like, especially for females specifically. And I don't want just.
No, honestly, man. Let's go ahead and just put it out there, man. She's the best female MC ever.
Absolutely.
Because I don't give Lauren it because Lauren didn't have a small body of work. Okay.
I'm saying post
95.
I'm gonna say this.
Contemporary.
Lyrically, Rhapsody is better than. Lyrically, she's better than MC Light. But I'm gonna say like delivery, all that, you gotta take that into consideration. Like. MC Light to me was super cool. So, but Rhapsody right now, talking about females, ain't no female better than Rhapsody.
I would say her last project that she did last year.
Dude, that Crown?
I would say that's probably the best female
Crown was,
album
yeah.
I,
Crown was dope,
I've heard. You probably what? Ever.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. That Crown was
that
stupid.
Dope. Yeah.
She's very, very, very under. I never understood. I'm like, dog, is she ain't showing up ass? Like, why,
yeah,
why
but,
don't
but
people.
But at the same time, though, I ain't mad at her for not, though, because she going to be able to do shows, though, forever.
Ever.
But she'll get maybe 300-400 people every night, and she can do that every night. She may not be on a Nicki Minaj level or the 50,000 does nothing like that.
Like,
but Nicki Minaj will fall off, and you don't know who she is though at the fucking subway.
Well, no, I don't think Nicki Minaj will fall, but like if
you don't
like,
think she can't, Lil Kim fell off like that. You ain't think that?
Lil Kim can still do shows though, right now. And get
how many you think you'll show up to a Lil Kim show right now?
Right now, if it's promoted right, a lot of people show up to Lil Kim show.
How many?
I don't know.
Give me a number.
400.
That's the same thing Rhapsody would be doing consistently forever, though.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, so, yeah, Lil Kim could, I think somebody like Lil Kim could do it now. Rhapsody.
Outside New York. I'm saying outside the East Coast.
Outside New York.
Oh, shit.
But Lil Kim come to St. Louis and she'll pack the ambassador.
She'll
do a couple hundred.
I think, because people don't really know. People don't really know them Lil Kim cuss like that, though, dog. But like Rhapsody, like Jean Grey. If Jean Grey came,
Jean Grey's the only other person I would think that would be a good
people. She could come out here. I think people would fuck with Jean Grey because they know she's
dope. What's the homegirl with the dreads, the gold dreads? I can't remember her name now.
Not Roddy.
Is it?
You talk about Ciroc. Yeah,
she's dope too.
Yeah.
It's some other dope women, but I'm saying, like, she's dope. Like, that is a dope.
Her last album, because you remember when we did the hip-hop, she was in my top
five.
That
I put that in mine, too. Yeah, that Crown, album, man, is dope, man. Dude, go check out that Crown. This is on the coming a new project, right?
Yeah. Okay. What's funny about her, when she first came out when Knife was doing stuff for I was like, I ain't really messing with her. But it, like each album get better and better.
I start fucking with that Beauty and the Beast album is when I start messing with her. And I was like, oh,
geez, yeah, better and better.
Nah, the one you let me hear, you sent me the album, the
that was Crown.
She had a song on there that was so cold, dog. The beat was cold. Yeah. She was like, the beat was like doom 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 doom. Like the beat was like a 007 type beat, man. She killed. I say, oh, man. Like, but that, I know she was cold before that, but that song in particular was just so cold. Yeah. But yeah, raps, I got to get this raw.
And she picked good beats for herself, too.
Yeah, she got Nathan sitting there, so she all good. All right, next up.
Yeah, y'all ain't ready, though.
Everybody, I'm giving it raw, man. Yeah, I mean, we have a discussion.
Okay.
It's got to be raw, though.
My bad, bro. I ain't been here in a minute. No disrespect. My bad. I ain't been here in a minute.
Next up, we got King Combs. This is Puffy's son. Song called Fucking Up the Summer.
Niggas in trouble when the summer come. I'm about to fuck the whole summer. Niggas ain't the same when it come to us. You was never gang, you ain't one of us. Niggas in trouble when the summer come. I'm about to fuck the whole summer. You was never gang, you ain't one of us. Niggas ain't the same when it come to us. C3, take the top off it. See the whips, but they not yours. See your girl, take the lock off it. I'm on everything like hot sauce. CYN, we been moving. Before Ben, we been booming. Lifestyle look like movies. Dabbing on them like Cam Newton. Your girl said you was a cheapskate. Send your ass to get some cheesecake. Straight from dreams out in BK. You ain't never seen Philippe place. Feel the safe, I don't leave space. Gotta get it, I run it up. Flood the streets like Katrina. I'm about to fuck the summer. Niggas in trouble when the summer come. I'm about to fuck the whole summer. Niggas ain't the same when it come to us. You was never gang, you ain't one of us. Niggas in trouble when the summer come. I'm about to fuck the whole summer. You was never gang, you ain't one of us. Niggas ain't the same when it come to us. You ain't talking about New York if you ain't talking about Chris.
No,
hell no. He went to his daddy. And was like, "Yo, you got a song? You ain't ever." Wait a minute. Somebody wrote me one. It was a couple summers ago. Yeah,
it was fuck some up.
It's called fuck some up. You can have this one, man. Go do that. Just learn it. You know, fine. Fuck that shit.
Teddy, let's go home with you. Glad.
It ain't a raw, but it's an or.
It's a strong or for me though.
He definitely picked up his pop swag. I give him that.
Reminisce.
I'm gonna go to or the other joint he had before this. It was kind of dope. It kind of gave it a little throwback feel, and it wasn't bad. This one, he kind of doing what everybody else doing, but it's not bad.
So it sounds like this is the end with Puffy and Twister. You know what I'm saying? It's the same cadence. Like, this is bad.
Mama always told me what happened, but she never told me when
it's bad. The fucked up part is that we all appreciated so much. That's because we old as fuck. Like, man, great. This shit sound good.
Hey. I'm saying, though.
That's why we like it, because it ain't like all the rest of the shit that's up.
I'm saying, I'm giving it a raw. I'm saying, to me, That shit was cool. I mean, like he like taking the whole little Puffy, you know, he being himself. But you could tell Puffy his daddy. But I'm a fuck. That's that cut right. Like it's catchy. It.
Like he doing shit that everybody else rap about. But yeah, he doing it for real in real life.
And I can believe it's believable.
Yeah, he is doing it.
Yeah, I believe it.
I guarantee he fucking himself.
Yeah, living his daddy life. If you took him out that video and put Puffy in there, it's the same fucking song. Sounding the same.
But you can't put Puffy
because
Puffy is 50. So
you still fuck the summer up. No, and he ain't light skinned with no pretty hair. So he look young.
Fucking the summer up like a young nigga. Old nigga dunking the basketball is different than a young nigga dunking the basketball. Fucking the summer up is the same way. Old nigga fucking the summer up is different.
A couple of Mai Tais at a day party.
He's like, I got my motherfucking Mai Tai at the club. Yeah, on some bullshit. Yeah. Try to get up on the bitch. Shit older. Come on by 8 o'clock because I'm leaving here at 5.
Right.
All right, next up, my man Bump J is out of jail.
Shout out to
Chicago, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, he was supposed to be next up.
Yeah.
He was like right behind Lupe.
Yeah. He was next up. Supposed to be signing Kanye, all that. This is new song called Want It All.
Davis.
drop that bitch. Take off the tags. Take off the tags. Don't trip on the cost. Don't trip on the cost. They feeling the swag. Feeling the swag. I'm dripping the sauce. Dripping the sauce. I had my way with it, and I need another run. We done caught rollies on rollies on rollies, and I need another one. I need another one. I do not know you. I do not know you. I do not trust you. I do not trust. Don't fuck with no new niggas. No new niggas. Only my brothers. Only my brothers. I might just hop from a part of this whip and jump in your bitch. Jump in your bitch. I stay with the move. I'm with the goons. We with the shit. Yeah. Goon gang, my shorty's wild. All them niggas know it's 40 cows. All them niggas know it's shoot 'em up. All them niggas know it's blow you down. Blow you down. I'm really in it. My niggas is winning. These niggas is losing. Niggas is losing. That money is running. These bitches ain't stupid. These bitches is choosing. These bitches is choosing. I wanna ride. I wanna ride. Up under the stars. Up under the stars. Go get the money. Go get the money. And come with the bras. Come with the bras. Your niggas some rats. Your niggas some rats. My niggas some dogs. My niggas some dogs. I love this ice. I love this life. I want it all. I want it all. We run it up. We run it up. The summer is ours. The summer is ours. Go get the money. Go get the money. And come with the bras. Come with the bras. These niggas are snakes. My niggas some dogs. Niggas some dogs. I want the head. I want the.
Man, let's cut this off, bro. I didn't listen to this beforehand, man. I'm mad about this, man.
It's, that's what a lot of people in the comments say. Like, this is like hella low brow, man.
Yeah. Like Bump J can rhyme.
He can, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going with the wave.
Yeah,
of...
and what he came out of jail, he's like, damn, I guess it's this shit that's popping.
Yeah.
I need to jump on this. And it's sad, if he wouldn't have went to jail, he could have got his own wave and then kind of made his own, like his own corner.
Like you know how Max B was for New York?
Yeah.
That's how he was.
Exactly. But he could have had his own corner and kind of kept his own little music, had his own little following, and not have to do no shit like this.
Yeah, with this I gotta go. I gotta go. Nah,
I'm going nah too, man. And I didn't
that's because we know that Bumpy J is better than that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
Bump
saying.
Bump J is so much better, y'all. Yeah. Like that's
Bump J.
I was actually just pointing on my face.
Like the gangster.
Man. Like damn, man.
I ain't never seen it before.
You never heard Bump J?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. He was like you talking about when Lupe was out, like Bump J was.
Should really be before that though. He had joints like in 04, 03.
He was signed to Kanye.
Yeah. Right.
Is something wrong with him?
He went to jail.
Now he looked like something physically wrong with him. Like he
I don't know, but the nigga been lifting weights. And
he had braids wrong with him.
Like, so
he just looked like he missed something. Like he ain't got a chrome.
He had braids. He had braids when he went to jail.
I don't know, man. I think
jail might change his life.
I don't know, man. I mean,
he
that
went
ain't
in
me.
For a minute though, because he got locked up in like 05 and came out around like 16, 17. He just got out. He ain't been out a year.
It's AZ. We talking about Nas?
Yeah. For real?
Yeah, he's been locked up that long.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Next up, we got AZ featuring Raekwon. Shout out to Prodigy, man, at Pass, man.
He's in here?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. This is the same called song. This is off AZ new album. Yeah, it's AZ's newest album.
He haven't learned that yet. And unfortunately, brothers and sisters, some of these kinds of people we will have to execute. There are people among us that we will absolutely chop their heads completely from their bodies for the betrayal of black people.
This is real vomit, a monumental nigga, iconic. East Coast fly shit, pay homage. As promised, I display all the finest. Few reminders, I'm fair, don't confuse my kindness. Speak Ebonics, used to get bricks on consignment. Before that was all that black power refinement. It's economics, acknowledged through the eyes of my peers. Exotic wares, watch clear like a mop of veneers. My vibe fair, dapper since the day of my birth. My first verse was like water for a nigga that thirst. We got it worse, trapped on these streets in the same zone. Niggas getting by cause the beefing just came home. Shots at policemen every weekend, it changed tones. Chicks on this shit, it's the mix, I remain stone. The drama, honor what defines my persona. I'm from a Java, a drug money getters and ganja.
When we come to that position in time.
Alright, I'm going with Raw, I'm gonna go first, man. It's Raw, man. Just straight boom bap. You can't even beat it. This is boom bap, dope, just rhyming. I'm with it.
I'm with you on that, man. I ain't heard AZ in a minute. His voice is the way he sound on the track.
It sounds slick as fuck on the track,
man.
Though,
it
man.
Make
he
you miss that old Nas days. It was him, Foxy
they supposed,
Brown.
They're supposed, to, be, they supposed to come out album alone for a minute. They've been trying to come out for a minute.
I'll go with a high or. I feel like it was a cool track. So even a high or.
Teddy.
Yeah, high or as well.
Hey, man, that man's dead. Y'all gonna give him an or.
Reminisce.
No choice.
I can't stand.
You know, I had
no choice.
I'm gonna go to Raw. I wish I don't know. I wish I could have acapellas. I could
put a new beat on
do a different beat on it. But I like it though, because it kind of got a something AZ would use, but it kind of got a Wu-Tang feel to it, yeah, for Ray, so everybody kind of fits on it. I'm going to go to Raw.
All right. Last up, man. Javon, you know we're going to let you come through here without your boy Bangs.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm saying it wouldn't be a right night. It wouldn't be a night. The night wouldn't be right.
Without Bangs.
Without Bangs.
Bangs, reggae new track.
Damn. Hey, most versatile artist of all time.
But your boy Bangs featuring True Soleil and Rudy.
Most versatile artist of all time.
I'm cool on this pose, though.
Yeah, that is kind of like, hey, hey, what a dick.
All right. I'm going with Raw. I'm going to go first, man. This is Raw, man. Just straight boom bap. You can't even beat it. This is boom bap. Dope. Just rhyming. I'm with it.
I'm with Raw. You on it, man. I ain't heard AZ in a minute. His voice. It's the way he sound on the track.
He sounds slick as fuck on the track,
man.
Though,
man.
He
missed old Nas days. It was him, Foxy Brown. They're
supposed to be come out album long for a minute. They've been trying to put them out for a minute.
I'll go with a high or. I feel like it was a cool track. So give it a high or.
Teddy.
Yeah, high or as well.
Hey, man, that man's dead. Y'all gonna give him an or song?
Yeah, no choice.
I can't stand
it. You know,
I have no choice.
I'm gonna go to Raw. I wish I don't know. I wish I could have acapellas. I could
put a new beat on
do
it.
Do a different beat on it. But I like it though, cause it kind of got a some AZ we use, but it kind of got a Wu-Tang feel to it, yeah, for Ray. So everybody kind of fits on it. I'm gonna go to Raw.
All right, last up, man. Javon, you know we gonna let you come through here without your boy Bangs.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm saying it wouldn't be a right night. It wouldn't be a night. The night wouldn't be right.
Without Bangs.
Without Bangs.
Bangs, reggae new track.
Damn. Hey, most versatile artist of all time.
But your boy Bangs.
Keep going.
Featuring True Soleil and Rudy.
Most versatile artist of all time.
I'm cool on this pose, though.
Yeah, it is kind of like, hey, hey, what a dick. All right, you got it off.
I can't
do it. I'm gonna say this about Bangs, though. I'm gonna say this about Bangs. Bangs stays on beat more now.
That's what I said. He grew. His style has gotten way better since we first started counting.
Hey, he's been developing. It's like watching a dude like in high school.
I'm gonna say
this,
man.
They developing going up through freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year. If they go to college,
I get emotional talking about that. I'm saying bang, bang. You got a lot of guys who want
to
be.
He's one of the first raw known people, man.
He got his, you know, people say stay in your own lane. Bangs has his own lane. I don't know where the fuck the lane going to.
I'm going to hell now.
Damn, Rim. Come on, man.
He's still not on beat.
I'm gonna give him a raw. I'm gonna give him a raw, man. Bangs cold, boy. You tripping. You just I see why. Yeah, damn right. Akeem Olajuwon Bangs.
Man, this is why I hate doing this raw knowledge. This dude was rapping Dr. Seuss.
Come on,
Green
now, John.
Hey,
man,
come on, man. You can't be hating on Bangs, man.
Who is Bangs? Don't let Bangs find y'all.
He's from Senegal, man. You can't do that to the
Don't let Bangs find y'all talking this shit.
Well, you ain't heard that Bangs all eyes what was the Machiavelli album? What was the Machiavelli? We was on the cross on the album cover. Yeah.
Senegal?
Then he got the eye control. Yeah. Okay. Well, we get ready to wrap it up. Javon, let everybody know once again, where can they hit you up at, man?
Hey, y'all can hit me up at Javon Bibbs, JOVANBIBBS, on Twitter, Instagram, everything, man. And, you know, like I always say with Class Clown, you are rocking with the best. You are now rocking with the best. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Strata Low Cash. With our podcast, you are now rocking with the best. And we the best podcast on earth, man.
Yes,
so rock with us, man. And we're going to bring y'all some more. I just been, you know, grinding it out, man, as y'all probably heard earlier in the episode. So we going to be a little more consistent. I'm going to try to on my end. And we got, you know, because we got a lot to talk about. And, you know, we love y'all, man. And we appreciate all the love we get. So.
All right. Reminisce.
DJ Reminisce 10, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the same.
Johnny, where can everybody hit you up?
Hey, thanks for having me out again, man. I really, when I found Javon was coming back, I thought I wouldn't come back ever again today.
You're fam now, dog. You're Mike Epps for Friday, though. We had to replace you and shit. We had a replacing. I was like, man, I'm not going to get the call. We did what Friday couldn't do, though.
We
put the two motherfuckers in the same building.
You should have seen my face when I got the inbox. Can you do 8 o'clock? Yes, nigga, I'm there. I'm outside.
Then I was like, yeah, Javon going to be there, too.
But now, thanks for having me out again.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, as always. Teddy, where can he not hit you up at?
Theodore Simpson the Fourth on Facebook.
All right, hit us up, straightolc@gmail.com. Email us, straightolc on Twitter. Straight Out Lowcast fan page. We appreciate all the love, as always, man. We are steadily trying to give y'all better dope content, as always. And Javon, can you get some leaders in the new school with some cats out there in New York?
I can't.
Yeah, they like, yeah, they want, people have been like, man, what's up, leaders in the new school? Leaders in the new school.
You know what?
One nigga said, I'll pay $5 a month if he do it.
Hey, you know what? I'm honest to God, I do it. So, we rap about it.
Though. Yeah, we rap about it. Yeah. But no, the street man, dude, when I put it out there, people was motherfucking was like, yo, this nigga gonna be back in the studio?
Yeah,
like, dude, man, I want to say this, but dude, I'm so proud of you, though, dog. Like everything you're doing, man, you doing the shit you supposed to be fucking doing, dog. And I'm proud as a motherfucker of you, dog. No, but I'm straight up, I'm proud of you, though, dog. I want, like, people to hear, like, I'm proud as a motherfucker of you, dog.
Thank
like,
you,
dude, like, for real. Thank so, y'all, keep y'all listening, though, man. We'll holler at y'all. Peace.